Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
I saw them this weekend. A lot of couples costumes.
Already?
Weekend. Yeah, already. I won't say what part of the town I was in, but yeah, there are people rocking the costumes, the couple costumes, which are cool if it's okayed by your man, but I'm always a little bit nervous that you're emasculating the dude because they are aiming to please and you're putting them in costumes that are just not cool for dudes.
What's worse, making your man do a couple's costume or putting your pet in a costume?
Oh, your man.
The man.
No, sure. Putting your pet in a costume. Have you ever tried to put a costume on a cat? They hate it. They're miserable.
Yeah, I've always had this theory about that. When you put your costume on a dog, it might not be next week. It might not be the month after, but that dog is looking for the perfect time to bite your throat.
Coming up for the jugular.
I did a whole thing one time at a radio station called Petoween, where people dressed up their pets in costumes, and the news came out and did it, and my dog Duke was in the news. You know the little corner shot beside the news anchor that they put up the picture? Yeah. It was my dog in an afro. In that picture. They were disco dogs, by the way.
Gotcha.
Got it.
All right. So, Abby, we took this email on Friday that was saying, look, is it too early for us to do a couple? Because they'd only been dating for 2 weeks, and she was going to make this suggestion.
Yeah, they've only been dating for 2 weeks, but she's ready to do the couple costume. All her friends are booed up and doing joint costumes with their guys or their girls, and she doesn't want to be left out. But you got to tread lightly with this kind of stuff because it definitely makes a statement if you're going to show up to a party in a joint costume, especially if you've only been seeing him a couple of weeks. So we all agreed that you should approach this conversation with caution because it's kind of like having the define the relationship talk. You know, if you're showing up wearing a Barbie and Ken outfit, makes a little bit of a statement. So I said instead of wearing matching costumes, you should come to him and say, hey, you know that party that we're going to? Should we coordinate? Because I feel like that's a little bit more covert in terms of trying to just, you know, get the couple's costume, but not be so upfront about it. So now we're going to find out if he was down to clown together or if it scared him off.
You referred to it as a joint costume, which actually would be very funny. One's Sativa, the other one is Indica.
Facts.
That's a good one, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's not emasculating.
One Snoop Dogg, one is a blunt.
Together, you're a hybrid.
Very good.
Ah.
Bo's got the email update.
I took your advice and decided to approach him with the word coordinate rather than asking if he wants to go as a couple's costume. Well, thought it was a clever way to broach the subject, but it turns out the issue wasn't about coordinating or being a couple. It was the, quote, costume part that got him. He immediately shut the idea down, saying he has no intention of wearing a costume.
What?
He mentioned that he agreed to go to the party, but he's just not a costume person. I tried explaining that to everyone, including me. Oh, I tried to explain that everyone, including me, will be in costume. But he didn't seem to care. He even offered not to go if it made me uncomfortable, but I told him I still wanted him to come. Here's where I'm at now. I'm feeling a bit annoyed and second-guessing even dating him. I absolutely love a good party, especially when there's a theme involved. Being an anti-costume just seems like he's going to be a buzzkill for everything that involves a little fun and creativity. I mean, I want someone who can share in the excitement of these events with me. It's not just about Halloween. It's about embracing different experiences and enjoying life together. Should I be concerned about this, or am I overreacting? I'm really torn on what to do next.
I think she's spot on.
I disagree. I married a man who is not a costume person.
And he is a buzzkill. He dresses up as a buzzkill every day.
He's a buzzkill. He's evolved over the years, and he, like, begrudgingly will do it now. But when we first started dating, I remember we were going to a Halloween party. Our friend was throwing, and she's like, and I'm not a huge Halloween person, but I will still, you know, do costume and dress up in costume. And she is like, about it. Halloween is her jam. So in order to appease my boyfriend at the time, every time I traveled, I got him a t-shirt. Like when I was traveling on business, I got him a t-shirt with profanity on it. Like that was our thing. I would find a t-shirt that had profanity on it. And I was at the Wu-Tang concert and there was a shirt that said, F you pay me. And I'm like, brilliant. And I got it for him. So for Halloween, I had him wear that t-shirt with the profanity on it. And I dressed up as the Orbit Girl. And I was like, dirty mouth? And it totally worked. So I don't think, like, you should come. Like, if he's not a there's nothing wrong with not being a costume person. If he does go to this party and he's not in costume, it's going to make it awkward for everybody. And he is going to be the buzzkill. And I think he's going to feel more awkward than he intends. Because you don't want to be the only person at a Halloween party not wearing a costume, even if you think you're not a costume person, because you're going to make it uncomfortable for everybody else because you're being the buzzkill. So I would just go without him or come up with something very, very, very simple like that.
Abby, does this make more of a statement than just a costume?
This is such a red flag.
I agree.
This is such a red flag. I was dating a guy a couple years ago where our first meeting was going to be an ugly Christmas sweater party. And I'm telling you, when a guy likes you enough, he will put on the raggediest thing to make you happy. He showed up wearing an ugly cat sweater, which was the key to my heart. We don't need to talk about how it ended. But in terms of like our first meeting, it was great. So the fact that he is not willing to make himself a little bit uncomfortable shows me just how much he's into you, which, hate to break it to you, he's either just a terrible person and doesn't enjoy joy and happiness and being part of a group, or he's just not that into you, girl.
But your definition of happy is different than his definition of happy.
That it's such a red flag. Like it's like people who don't like to wear suits or wear dresses at weddings. When you go to a wedding, you dress up and you be a part of the group because that's what's socially acceptable. At a costume party, you wear a costume because that's what the group is doing. To me, this guy just enjoys being an outcast. If he, this early on, he's not willing to step up to the plate.
I'm just trying to step up for all the Barts out there.
As much as I hate to say it, I actually think it's a red flag, too.
Really?
I do. And only because, not necessarily that he's not a costume person, because I'm not a costume person. That was never my thing. I'm not even really a Halloween person. I told you I've never even been trick-or-treating. It's just never really been a part of my life.
Oh, we're changing that this year, by the way, but go on.
I figured. So, but for the right woman, nah, I gotta bring that Ken outfit over here. Let's do what we gotta do. I just feel like any man, I mean, a lot of men are this way. That may not be a thing, but like Abby said, the right woman, you're gonna put on that costume, no problem.
Now, they have only been going out with each other for 2 weeks. However, I think what I'm talking about is a personality type. If she's just like, just wants to take a bite out of life all the time, and she's with a dude that's just conservative and is worried about what people are thinking of him, it just doesn't sound like a good match to me.
Well, for my husband, he doesn't care what Bart doesn't care think. He is who he is, and either you accept that or you don't. And he's not a costume dude.
Yeah, his costume is no F's.
Yeah.
And he wears it every day.
This year, he's riding an inflatable dinosaur, though.
See?
It just takes 17 years to change a man, people, but I'm here to let you know it can't be done.
She's only 2 weeks in. Just be patient.
Yeah, girl, 17 years. You got this.
The Bert Show.